Okay. Good. Kuf Bey Aleph, left hand column. Vayishma Yisroi. Says the Maranaim, Pirish Rashi. So Rashi says, Mash Mua Shamu Ba. Pazik says, Yisroi heard. But it. Rashi asks, what did he hear? Now, the Pasuk clearly says, as Kalasha Osa Moshe, as Kalasha Osa Hashem. Nonetheless, Rashi says, what did he hear that made him come? Kriyas Yamsuv Mechamas Amalek. He heard about the splitting of the sea and the war with Amalek. Vuta Mu'a L'chayr asks the Maranaim that this is wondrous. Shari Akosuv Pirish Behed Yamash Hashama. The Pasuk says already very clearly exactly what they heard. Pasuk says, "As Hashem also begoymer ki hoytzi that Hashem took them out." Is v'lo meiniach pshuta shel mikra. What was bothering Rashi that Rashi departed from the simple explanation of the pasuk to go v'dor shebininachet to go and darshen it in some way which is not pashta sakra? Says they the Gemara Naim Achei Nemes. This is a very, very extreme piece of Maranaim. Ach hein emes noida, let the truth be known. Ki atoira nitna lono, the Torah was given to us. Lohiris lono es haderech ashenalebo. The Torah was given to us to teach us the path that we should elevate ourselves. Bimisilo is base kale, along the path to base kale, Hashem's home. Ha'ila harama, ledavka b'Hashem u'bimitzvase. Torah is here to teach us how to be Davik Bashem. It's not an instruction manual. It's not a storybook. It's a guide in life that teaches us how to become Davik and Hashem. Who just joined us? Rafael, very good. Kuf Pei Aleph. Last paragraph on the page. Kamayim Chazal. How do we know this, he says. Maranaim wants to prove his theory that it's not just the book of mitzvahs. So he says, Chazal tell us, Berosi Yetzirah, Hashem says, I created a Yetzirah, Berosi Tavlin, and I created its antidote, Shia Torah. So you see that Chazal themselves tell us that Torah is much more than an instruction manual, it is the cure for the Yetzirah. What's more, V'omruayit, they also say, in Pagabach Menovel Zeh, if this Menovel, this lowlife, attacks you, referring to the Yetzirah. Mashcheil the Bismedrash, say Chazal, drag him into the Bismedrash. Im evenu nemoch, even if he's a rock, he'll melt. So what do you see? You see that Torah provides another function of, again, Pagavach Menovel Zeh. And the next piece we're going to learn after this has an entire in-depth focus just on that Chazal. Asks the Maranaim the awesome question, but there's a big problem here. V'ineinenurayayis, what do we do with the fact that our eyes see kama noshim, many people, loim de Torah, scholars of Torah, bepilpul godol, with great depth, v'heimarechoikim meyiras Hashem u'me'avidosay, and yet they are very distant from the fear of Hashem, from the fear of Hashem and from His service. You're telling me, on one hand, that Torah is supposed to be the cure-all. Torah is the method of connection. The Torah is the battling tool against the Yetzirah. What do you do with all the Torah scholars that are skunks? Right? Is the system broken?
No.
Does it not work?
Sometimes people go through Torah, but the Torah doesn't go through Torah.
So what's the insight? And he says, "Va'yetzahara shalem etzlam." The Yetzirah is very much intact by them. Shalei nimuach, v'lei nispeitz its klal. It wasn't melted. It wasn't splintered. So this is a troubling thing. You want to put it into other terms? Why are there Orthodox Jews who are crooks, right? Why do you have from Jews who aren't good for nothings? Avol. Turn the page. Avol be'emes davar barer hu shigam Torah ein lohem, says the Maranaim. Don't worry about it. They don't have Torah. They have knowledge. They don't have Torah. She'af al pi she'loimdim, even though they learn, ein nikretz lam Torah, it's not Torah. Why? kibchines mashe nikre Torah, because as I just said, says the Maranayim, that the yisoid of why it's called Torah is lihiyoisam moira derech, is because Torah means it's going to guide their lives. That's the definition of Torah. Torah is there as a guide to life. La'avodas Hashem yisbarach, it's there to guide their lives to serve Hashem. V'noisenes eitzel ledovka b'Hashem yisbarach. The purpose of Torah is to give advice on how to cleave to Hashem. Loy lizulasoi, and not for any other reason. Obviously, it's there to tell us what the mitzvahs are. But the purpose of Torah, just take the whole Sefer Maranayim and put it into these three lines. Liyoisa Moira Derech, Torah is to be a guide to serve Hashem and to give advice on how to cleave to Hashem and to no one else. Vehem, and these people, the aforementioned people who are great Torah scholars, who have a great deal of Torah knowledge, but are not servants of God, vehem einam loimdim likavanazu. When they are studying, they're not looking for connection. Ve'adirabah, quite the contrary. Hema mispa'arim ba, they use the Torah to take pride in it, to elevate themselves. Uma'arvim toiv biran, they take the Torah and mix it into all kinds of other stuff. V'zeh hayachet Adam Rishon, look at this. This was the chet of Adam Rishon. Be'etz hadas toiv ra, that he took something awesome, took something great, and mixed it up with bad stuff. She'im ma'arv toiv imra hakob yachid, he created cholt. He took good and mixed it into bad. That's right. So the Maranayim is issuing a severe, severe condemnation against people who learn Torah just for the knowledge of Torah, but are not learning Torah in order to look for how to connect Hashem. And that's why the Torah didn't do anything. That's why all the magic that our sages promised Torah is going to accomplish isn't working for them. Because they're not using Torah as the method of connection. Amnam, however, next paragraph. Heyois lehem asiba haminas. Although the cause that prevents them mihiskarev b'avedas Hashem yisbarach to come close to serving Hashem, despite the fact that they're studying Torah, who al pi mashama chazal is based on what Chazal say b'inyan ikar limud haTorah, about the main focus. What does that mean? Chazal tell us what's supposed to be ikar limud haTorah. What's supposed to be the main focus of a person's study? We all know pasuk, so they say about the pasuk kiyum b'seres Hashem cheftzoi u'b'seirosa yega. Chazal tell us. I believe it's a Gemara. No, it's Avodah Zarah. I thought it was Brachos. B'tchila nikra Torah Hashem. Originally, before the person attacks it, it's called God's Torah. U'kasha amal ba, but when the person toils in it, then nikra Torah say it's called his Torah. This explains the Maranayim. V'tzarech lahavin divrei chachamim. We need to understand the words of our sages. Lama hu kach. Why would it be first that it's called God's Torah and then it's called His? Umaya chasim loy ha'inikra Torah say. And what would be wrong if even after we learned it, it wasn't called ours? So it's still God's Torah after we learned it. Like, what's the great accomplishment that after we learn it, it's called Torah say, it's His Torah? V'yolei mitamid b'Torah Hashem. What would be wrong if whenever we were learning it, it was still Torah Hashem? Ach yuvan. Im Mashikosov, this could be understood based upon what it says, Sha'atayra hu meira derech. That Torah is a guide. Torah, Maranayim writes numerous times, comes from the language of showing the path, meira derech. Therefore, here we go. Now he's talking to us. V'tzorich kol echod be'ez limudai. Each one of us, when we are learning, needs to lishmoya b'koil moira derech shabbat. When we learn Torah, we have to listen to the sound, to the voice which guides us on how to live. And therefore, Lahiris Loi, it's got to teach us Eich Yisnaeg B'Toirosei V'Avedosei, how we are to conduct ourselves in our Torah and in our Avodah. V'zeh Nikra Toirosei, therefore it's called Toirosei, his Torah. Why? Al Shem Shel Odom B'Protis L'Kol Echad V'Echad, because there is no way that any two people can hear the identical message. If we are really learning and looking for a path, how can two people possibly walk away with the same message? Therefore, what he's saying is, if we're really Amal B'Torah, Chazal are telling us that it's called B'Torah Soi, then it will be my guide, it'll be your guide, it'll guide each one of us individually in the way that we need to go. Torah Hashem, for sure. But are we really learning it? How do we know if we're really learning it? If we can walk away and say, okay, this is what I learned, this is what I need to do, this is how it's guiding me. In addition, about this, the Pasuk says, gorgeous, gorgeous interpretation here. Chazal tell us, on the Pasuk, if a person veers his ear away from listening to Torah, so asks the Maharam, "Dehavalei lemeir meisir piv melilmed Torah." Why doesn't it say the person stops his mouth from learning Torah? Why his ears more than his mouth? The actual mitzvah of limud Torah is with one's mouth. Aval lefima shekasavti osi shapir. But based upon what we're saying here, it works out wonderfully. Shekol odam yate oznei, because each person has to lean his ear lishmoya belimudim, to hear in his learning shalaimid. Lishmer v'lasis, to guard and to do, li'ahavis Hashem, to love Hashem alavda, and to serve Him. V'im kochal li'iku v'davke, k'dobar azayasa odam v'chayba v'chayu odam. If it's only this way that a person can learn Torah and live in Torah, is if he, yeah, of course he's saying the words, but is he listening? V'alzeh v'chazal v'evinu n'muach. About that, Chazal promised that if you learn Torah in that way, then the Yetzer Hara will melt. I believe that this is also the meaning that we say in Ezra's, Ashrei Ish Sheyishma LeMitzvei Secha. Fortunate is the person who listens to your Torah, who listens to the mitzvahs. Next paragraph. Omnam Adav Shemevi L'Zayse Madrega. What brings a person to this level? Lishmoya B'Kol Torosai, to listen, to heed to the sound of his Torah. Hu Inyan Kriyas Yamsuf. That's the concept of the splitting of the sea. He first has to split the sea of higher wisdom. Meaning, that a person has to enter being willing to listen, to split the sea above. And then he will have the ability to heed the sound of Torah, lefaitzitz, to be able to splinter the Yetzirah, lefaitzitz horei ha-Yetzirah karma, to split, to divide the mountains of the Yetzirah, as spoken above. V'zeu shepirish Rashi. This is what Rashi says. V'u ma'im ha-Chazal. Rashi quotes it from Chazal. Mashmu ha-Shamo ba, what did Yisrael hear that he came? Pirish ezesiba garam lo lishmoya. Chazal is saying, not everybody heard. But what gave Yisrael the power to listen? Mashmu ashama uba. What was the motivation that gave Yisrael the motivation not to hear but to listen? That's what they're asking. Pirish eizes siba garam le'dishmaya. What was the cause which caused him to hear, to listen? Shari kolum ashami kolanisim. All the nations heard the miracles. Vamayfsim and the signs. V'yafal pikin le'nizgaru zulis Yisrael. Despite that, none of them converted except for Yisrael. U'bivad ein zekim shalhoyu b'nitzitz kodesh. For sure, he had a spark, a holy spark. V'yal kalponim tzoch shiyukdem ezesib kedemes l'shmiya. There must have been some cause that preceded his listening. L'ze'amar, for this reason, he answers, kriyas yamsuf kamar. What it was, as he said above, that there needs to be the splitting of the sea. Shenikra Yama Chochma Yoina, somehow he was able to split this sea of wisdom above. She'al yedei kriyas yamsuf begashmi v'aylam atachten, because we know that just as things happen here in the world below, where the split took place in the sea here below, kein nikra gamkin v'aylam elyon beruchani, so too did it split above in the spiritual world, b'yam ha'chachma yayna. V'az gamkin nichnis to Yisrael b'yam ha'chachma, and that's when Klal Yisrael entered into the sea, v'az yuchlo l'kabalis ha'toyre b'zman mu'at, and for this reason, this gave Klal Yisrael the ability to be able to receive the Torah in such a short period of time. And the third month, on the sixth day, Kiblus HaTorah L'Asina, they went on to receive the Torah. How is it possible in such a short period of time after leaving Egypt that they were able to receive the Torah? Just moments ago, as they were standing by the sea, we know that there was a prosecution from above saying that these people were idolaters. And moments later, they go on to receive a Torah, days later, umizman muat kazeh, and in such a short period of time, shesho ad shishi b'sivin, all they needed to wait was to the sixth day of Sivin, kiblu at Torah l'ar Sinai. Ach imashe kasavti yuvan. But with what he said is understood. Now, he's not only talking to them, but he's saying if it was possible for Klal Yisrael to do it then, to go from being idolaters to people who are worthy of receiving the Torah, then the same thing takes place with us today. That means that the Jew has the capacity to rise above all the limitations and be able to split the sea and receive the Torah. Shebikriyas yamsuf begashmi, because when they split the sea physically, nikri gamkem beruchani, it was split also spiritually, yama chachma, the sea of chachma, v'nichnesu yisro b'chachma, yen Klal Yisrael entered into this highest wisdom. Therefore, we now understand why Rashi quotes both of these things. The war with the splitting of the sea and the war with Amalek. Pirish, Melchemes Hayetzahara. Who is the war with Amalek? That's the war with our evil inclination. Sheyetzahara, who are Samach Mem? The Yetzahara is called, Kabbalistic works, the Samach Mem, Shenislabish B'Amalek, who is embodied at that time, in Amalek, B'yem Hilochme in Yisrael, the day that he went to war with Klal Yisrael, Amnam Yisrael Natzchu, Klal Yisrael beat him, Aydei Kriyas Yamsuf, Shoyel Lehem Etchila, because they had gone through the Yamsuf, Shehu Kemay Mechazal, this is synchronizes perfectly with the Mai Mechazal, that Tzeim, Evin Hu Nemuach, Ka'amu La'el V'Havin, as I said above, and understand this well, Limud HaTorah is not only about the smarts of Torah. But Limud HaTorah has to be there that we approach it and say, what is this going to teach me about my relationship with God? How is it going to guide me? And then and only then will it have the capacity to help us in our battle against the Yetzer Hara.